The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Sachem Dafayim Gimel. We're learning Perek Elu Dvarim, where we're talking about the halachas of Shechtin Karban Pesach, even on Erev Pesach Chalias B'Shabbos. Karban Pesach is Doiche Shabbos. And there's a discussion by us in the Sugya between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, the Mishnah of who is potter when one does an act on Shabbos where the act was not mutter, but in certain circumstances, even though it's a Maiz Malacha, there would be a Chiv on Shabbos, and certain Chiv Karban Chattis, and certain not. The Shaila is in the Gemara, by us in Nayin Gimel, whether the Maisa of Shechting and Karban Pesach, where the Karban was brought, Shalai Lishma, the Karban was brought, then any other Psul, where it's now also, it's Chil Shabbos, because the Karban shouldn't have been brought, and if it's possible, there's no Karban Pesach, you weren't Yoitza Karban Pesach. Is there a Chiv Karban Chattis? So now the Gemara says, that is a question, is the Maisa Shechita, Maisa Malacha Deraisa? Why? Because the word brings the sugi mekalko b'chaburu, as a general principle in Hilchos Shabbos, talking about karbonis, but we're going to try to elucidate some of the principles in a difficult area in Hilchos Shabbos. There's a basic principle that a mekalko is not a melacha deraisa. It's derabon, one is not allowed to do something where it's mekalko. Certain cases of mekalko are mutter gomer. For instance, by Korea, the melacha of Korea, one is allowed to rip open packages that one needs on Shabbos. For instance, we're talking about like packs of tissues or packs of snacks. There is another malachal moshul vasiyas kli, whether opening up a soda bottle or opening up bags that were closed and making a kli out of that, whether that would be called vasiyas kli, if it's boin, if it's makabapatish, it's a complicated inyan. Everybody knows about opening up bottles and bags and everything. We're not going to get into that. But as far as the korea is concerned, over there it's a maisa kilkul. If it's a maisa kilkul, it's not a malachal. So the question is, the shechita of an animal, the poor kevis that was supposed to be Karban Pesach, he was waiting to be a Karban Pesach, his shechita now was a ma'aseh mekalkel, because the Karban is potel. Is it a melacha derais or not? The Gemara brings the mandava mekalkel b'chaburo, is chayif, and the Gemara says that there's enough of a tikkun in the Shechitas Karban Pesach, even though the carbon is possible per se, you have to bring another carbon, but there's enough of a tikkun to render the Maisa not a Maisa Mekalkel. What's the tikkun? The Gemara brings some periphery tikkunim. You're taking an animal that was supposed to be a Karban Pesach. It's certainly, in a general sense, a kilkul. You ruined it, you destroyed the carbon, you passed it. But La Maisa, the carbon, was not roy to go ala Mizbeach, and even though now it's possible, a carbon that was shechted shalai l'shma, if it was put on the Mizbeach, it could be considered haktara, din of molu l'yardu, it's vachem digadin, which is hard to understand, because in a general sense, in an overall sense, of course, you're mekalko, there's something small about it. The Gemara says, l'mashal, same thing, you take an animal, shecht it, now the animal's not efim in achaya, goy could eat it. Okay? In a general sense, if you shechted it wrong, and the animal's in a veil, the chayus, of course, a kilku. If you do it to somebody else's animal, it would be a mazik, right? But since there is some type of small tikkun, that would be enough that it's called a maisim misakein, it's not a maisim mekalkel, you'd be chayiv on Shabbos. We're going to see how this figures prominently into different cases that are discussed in the Poskim and Hilchos Shabbos. Tosfos, the first Tosfos, L'divrei mekalkel v'chabura namad aleph, discusses this, and he says that this is totally in the mandamim of mitzvah and melacha and tzichel gufoy, whether you're chayim or not. A melacha which is done, which is not melachas machshavis, because it's not being done for the purpose that it was supposed to be done, is that a melacha derais or not? Machlokes of Yehuda and Reb Shimon. For instance, if somebody digs a hole in the ground, which is an av melacha of chesh, but he digs a hole in the ground not because he wants the hole, but because he needs the dirt, reaches into the ground, and he pulls out a bunch of dirt because he wants to put out a fire. Is that a malacha derais or malacha derabon? L'chayit chayrish. We paskin malacha shen tzichel gufa is potter. So over there, since the purpose of the digging of the hole was not the hole, but it was to facilitate something else, it's not a malacha derais. It could be a tremendous nafkamina. Even where there's a small hefsid, where a goy will do something, we'll discuss different cases, if it's only malacha de'abonon, and a goy does it, it's a shvus de'shvus, b'makom mitzvah, b'makom hefsed, etc. Putting out a fire by a goy, if it's a matter of taking some sand out of the ground, even though you're making a hole in the ground, it's chayish b'vav. It's a malach shem tzricha legufa. I day goy. It's a shvus to shvus. B'makim mitzvah. B'makim hefsel. B'mutin. And like I said, we'll get to other cases that are discussed mefurish in the Paiskim. So Tosfos says that this idea of a malacha, which is overall a mekalkel, but it's enough of a metakin, there's a tikkun over there, the animal could be put on the mizbeach, it's not metame, it's moitzi midei eva menachai, etc. Overall it's a kilkul, but there is a tikkun is enough to be a meisim metakin. The fact that the malacha wasn't done for what it was supposed to be done, it wasn't done for what it was supposed to accomplish, that would only be a chesor malach shen tzricha legufa. It's only in those two mandom. Ad kan divrei Tosfos. This is one approach of the Rishonim to deal with this. There's two other basic approaches. Rashi in the Rashbam, in Shabbos Daf Kuf Vov, explained that anything that has a tikkun kol shuhu, and he meant it as a tikkun kol shuhu, meaning said the shechita was a shechita, he meant to shecht the animal, happens to be he did it in a ifn apsul, but he meant to shecht it, that would be considered a malacha deraisa, even though overall the malacha is a mekalkel. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say something else. Meaning, say the, according to the Rashi and the Rashbam, the Gemara over here is not telling Malach Shein Tzichel Gufa. Now, since you meant to do that thing, you meant to do a Ma'aseh Shechita, even though the Shechita overall is a Mekalkel, not a Metaken, it's enough to be called a Ma'aseh Metaken. You meant to make that taken. That's a Malach HaDaraisa. The Rambam says something else. The Rambam talks about cases that are found in Shas, which are L'chor Mekalkelim. Before the Gemara in Bava Kama, that if somebody lights somebody, if somebody makes a fire, an arsonist makes a fire in somebody else's house, somebody's madle gibisho shel chaveri b'Shabbos, the halacha is that since it's a malacha deraisa of Shabbos, is halacha, a basic principle of kam lebedirabine, whenever there's a maisa which has in it an element of dinin nefashis, kill Shabbos, or Ritzicha, and there's also an element of dinin mominis, you put on the dinin mominis, kam lebedirabine. You only get the not the lesser of the two evils, the greater of the two evils, a person is punished for. There's no dine mominis, min hashemayim is chayiv, but with dine odin bezin will not, even though today we don't give dine nefashis, on a madra gedisha chaveh, the halacha will be, he'll be potter. But more practical application than arson is if somebody's driving a car on Shabbos, now why would a person be driving a car on Shabbos? In practical sense, he's driving somebody to the hospital. And he swerves, and he hits something, L'chayra, the act that he did usually is coupled with Chil Shabbos. Will the Chil Shabbos part of the Dine Mominis? There will be Tali in this. Is there Kamli B'Diramine or not? Is Tali and whether the Malach is the Malach B'Raisa? The Rabban is not in Kamli B'Diramine. Actually, that case is only theoretical also, because the Malach is that if a person is Mazik while he's being Isaac B'Hatzal Snevashis, there's a Gemara at the end of Bava Kama that Chazal, in order to facilitate that people should jump in, save other people, he would not be chayiv on Maisa Mazik. We'll leave that aside. The Rambam says, on the case of Madla Gidisha Shechaveri, the Rambam is in Perek Yud Beis in Alocha Shabbos, in Perek Ches in Alocha Shabbos, Choyvel B'chaveri, somebody punches somebody else in the nose. Since that's his way of showing anger, it's a normal act. When a person wants to show anger, well, maybe it's not normal to show anger, but if a person is angry at somebody, normal human nature is that he'll punch him in the nose. Sorry that it's normal, but it is normal. He'll punch him in the nose. Because of that, the Maisa Choyvel is not an act of Chavola, it's an act of normalcy. Madla Gedisha Shechaveh, even though it's a Maisa Mekalkel, but since it's a normal way of showing anger, it's somebody the Rambam says, it's Derech HaNoikmim, Lahadle Gedisha Shochaveroi. Vemel, the Maisa is a normal Maisa in the sense that it's not considered an act which is not a Maisa Malacha. It's not a spirit, it's not an act of destruction, it's an act of creation. Let's put it that way. That's the Taichim Malach Marjavis. Is that the Maisa is an act of creation. Destroying something is not an act of creation. So he says, Lamashal, if, let's say, the Gemara talks about a case where a person has a dog. And he wants to feed it blood in order that the animal should be able to function, the dog should be able to function. Choyvel b'shvil kalboy, choyvel l'tzorich kalboy. So what he does is he wounds another animal in order that the dog should have where to drink the blood from. Sounds a bit gory. that would be considered a ma'aser chayil, because that's not the normal way of doing it. Normally, that's not the normal way of getting blood for his kelev. He needs the kelev badly, or the kelev is gonna die. So mele, that's what he has to do. But that's not the normal act. Mashenken madlik gedisha chaver is a normal act of destruction when one wants a certain purpose. One wants to be noikim v'noite b'chaver. So it's not an act of destruction; it's an act of creation. So the Rambam is not toila in whether the act is there's some type of ticket. He says it's whether that mice is considered normal for that situation. That's a third opinion. Again, we have Tosfos Bayot that says that when we want to know something that has an element of destruction, is it considered a mice choyvel? Is it considered a mice of hashchos, of destruction, or is it considered an act of ticket? And it would be Malach HaShav. Tosfos Bayot says as long as there's some type of ticket, that would be enough to be mechayev. Rashi and the Rashbam say, I'm sorry, according to Tosfos, it's totally still in the Mandam Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. L'didan, that we paskin, Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is potter, it will be potter. Rashi and the Rashbam and Shabbos Kuvav say that the tikkun is enough to render the Melacha Ma'aseh, as long as you meant that tikkun. The Rambam seems to have this Hagdara of defining things as normal or not. It's not a matter of whether you meant the tikkun. It's not a matter of whether you didn't mean the tikkun. It's not a matter of whether the tikkun is more or less. And whether the tikkun and the kilkul, which one is the overwhelming one, which one is more, which one is less, that's a fourth opinion. Tosfos and Shabbos, the Balamor and the Ramban hold that it's totally in, is the tikkun more than the kilkul? Is the kilkul more than the tikkun? Certainly, by our case, the tikkun of destroying the behemoth is obviously the kilkul of destroying the behemoth is a lot more of a kilkul than the tikkun of the fact that now it's not even an achai. It's a small comfort on passing the behemoth. So according to this opinion, Tosfos Shabbos, the Balamor, and the Ramban, you're certainly going to have our kasha. What you have to say is that they're also maskin, and this is the Achronim point out, that there are certain acts that are considered somewhat normal, even though there's a hefset. A pashut example. Shechting on Shabbos is a ma'aseh melacha. It's a ma'aseh melacha d'oraisa, shochet. Still, if one shechts somebody else's animal without permission, he's a mazik. Why? The animal was a live animal in working condition. Now the animal's dead. All he is meat. He's certainly worth a lot less as meat than he is as a live animal. In value, you made the animal go down. So why is it a ma'aseh melacha? The chod should be mekalkal. The Teretz, as the Rishonim say, and this is true according to the Rishonim across the board, that a Maisa, which is something that people do, it's a normal act of the way people act in that situation. People have to eat, and they need to eat meat. Everybody needs to eat meat at some point. So shechting an animal is not a Maisa kilkul. Monetarily, it's a decision you make only when you have a need that you have to cover. If you want meat to eat, so you'll cover that by shechting the animal. You'll take even an animal from your farm if you need to eat, and you'll shecht it, even though monetarily it might cost you money because you need to eat. So that act is not an act of hashkosa, it's an act of tikkun. So shechting the carbon, it would seem that the Rishonim agree that shechting the carbon is an act of tikkun. The same thing is true, l'marshal, by a ma'ase milah. A ma'ase milah is also considered a malach d'oraisa, which is why a baby, unless it's the eighth day, where specifically we have a din that Shabbos, we learned in the previous daf, that Shabbos is doicha milah. I'm sorry, milah is doicha Shabbos. But if it's shaloi bismanoi, then the milah is not doicha Shabbos. Why? Because the malacha d'oraisa. What's the malacha d'oraisa? What about, let's say, toich shmoi nesyamim? We learned in the previous sugya that toich shmoi nesyamim, there's a kilkul, because now you were mevatel the possibility of being mekayim the mitzvah b'yem hashmini. The halacha is you don't have to do over the milah we saw from the Ramah. You don't even need that tafas dambris if it's toich shmoi now. But it's clear in the Gemara that it's a malacha d'oraisa, it's not a ma'aseh kilkul. You've done work. It's more of a mess up than it is a tikkun. Everybody would have rather had that the bris was not performed. Why is it a ma'aseh malacha l'chare, it's only a ma'aseh hashchos? The Teretz is because a ma'aseh milah on a child who's an oral is an act which is done. If it's done, even though theoretically now it's done in a way which is mekalkel, in this scenario it's mekalkel, but as a general rule, that maisa, the act of maling, a child who's an oral, is a maisa metakin. Shechting an animal for meat is a maisa metakin. Even if you shecht somebody else's animal without permission, well, you're a mazik. You're chayving the difference between the value of a live animal and a dead animal, even though it could be used as meat. There's a distinct difference in monetary value. The halacha is it's still a ma'aseh metaken. Why? Because that act is normally performed litzoyrich, for a need. A person is shecht, not because he's trying to self-destruct, but because he's trying to accomplish something. He's trying to accomplish that he has what to eat. He has healthy food to eat. This, by the way, with Legabi Mila, B'Terech Shmoyne, is a kasha was asked by the Shagasari and Reb Kiva Eger, and that's L'Choy the Teretz. Based on this principle of the Rishonim, the pshat is that a Maisa Metaken is defined not only in terms of ultimately whether you had a hetzit or a revach, but it's defined also in terms of the act itself. Is the act itself something which we look at as an act of destruction, an act of creation? Mauling a child, shechting an animal, shechting a carbon is certainly an act of creation. So mainly, even though in an overall sense there's more of a kilkul than a tikkun, that would the mice itself would be defined as a mice, and a takin would be a malach deraisa. Here's an interesting example. It goes the other way. An act which is essentially an act of destruction, but for you, it's something which has a tremendous refach. The Poiskim spoke hundreds of years ago. A fellow had contraband. He had merchandise that was smuggled in from a different country. And there was a quick question that was asked whether on Shabbos he'd be allowed to punch a hole in the roof in order to smuggle out the merchandise. Soldiers were going around searching for contraband. Whether he'd be allowed to break open the roof and have a goy, he would have a goy do it and smuggle out the merchandise, and that would save him from a prison sentence or from a very heavy fine. So what was discussed then was that the breaking of a roof is only durabon, it's only a shvus. Do it all day, go into shvus, the shvus, b'machem hefzer v'ruba, b'machem sakon, of course it's mutter. On the other hand, if for him, en lecha tikkun gadol me breaking this roof in order to get out the merchandise, lecha yot ha'mayis malacha d'araisa. Who said it would be mutter? The tshuva came back from the poskim that of course it's mutter. Because when we define the act itself of breaking the roof, the act is an act of destruction. He has a revach on the side. For him, the roof is a small price to pay in order not to have to pay who knows how much for the customs tax or a prison sentence. It's certainly worth it for him to have to do some repair work on his roof. For him, there's a tayelis, but the act itself is certainly an act of destruction. It's the flip side of what we're saying by Mila and Shkita. Mila and Shkita is certainly an act of creation, even though in the case of Betarchim Shemini, or with his carbon is possible, the act of shechting an animal, the act of shechting a carbon, the act of mauling a child, is certainly an act of creation, not an act of destruction. Where this really comes up, Halach Lamaisa, we generally don't break roofs to smuggle out merchandise. Mauling a child within 8 days is not so common. Shechting an animal on Shabbos is not so common. Shechting a carbon, look at Shibana Beis Hamikdash. Hopefully they won't shecht the machsheves, shalel l'shmo and pigel. Where is this really negeh? The Bi'ah Loch and Simish Shin Mem discusses ripping open an envelope. Ripping open an envelope is an act of destruction, but one rips open an envelope in order to get to the letter inside. A person gets a letter that's on Shabbos. In the old days, they were telegrams. A person gets something delivered to his house, hand-delivered in an envelope, and it's important, very important for him on Shabbos to be able to make a decision about something and to deal with it. Could he open the envelope? Could he have a goy open up the envelope on Shabbos? The question is that on the one hand, opening up the envelope is a kiryam manas l'takin. He wants to get to the letter. Would that render the maisa maisa tikkun, that then it would be a malach kareya d'oraisa, and even our idea of goy is only one d'rabbanan and a person can't do it even for b'macham mitzvah, b'macham hefzit? Or do we say no, it's a maisa makalkul? It's a malacha derabbanon, shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah, or b'makom malacha is mutter. The Bi'ah Halacha discusses this in Simen Shin Mem, and the Bi'ah Halacha seems to have a tzad that it might be totally a malach shen tzricha l'gufa, which would seem like our Tosfos. That even though there's a kilkul, but if there's some type of tikkun, getting the letter, when one has to rip open the envelope, is a tikkun. So even though the act kishalatzma is kilkul, but there is a tikkun involved, that would be called a malacha deraisa, and the Bi'ah Halacha says over there, if you hold malacha shen tzricha l'gufa is chayiv, then it would be a problem. Pashtus we paskin malacha shen tzricha l'gufa is potter. The long Bi'ah Halacha, whether we're choshish for shita the Rambam that holds malacha shen tzricha l'gufa is chayiv. There's another case that's discussed over there in the Bi'ah Halacha. There was an Oron HaKodesh that was locked on Shabbos, and it had to be smashed open in order to take out the sefer Torah. They didn't have the key. It was a shalom breaking the lock. whether one could break the lach idea goy again, shvus to shvus b'macha mitzvah. Do we say that it's an act of destruction, but there's a tikkun involved because one needs to take out something, like an envelope, one needs the letter, Darun Kodesh, one needs the Sefer Torah. Of course, there is a mokum l'chalek, destroying an envelope inherently is a ma'aseh that's done l'shem tikkun, because envelopes are destroyed in order to get out the letter. The whole purpose of the envelope is for the letter. The whole purpose is to get to the letter, and the envelope should be opened in order to facilitate reading the letter. So that, kishe la'atzmoy, would be considered a ma'aseh tikkun. Smashing an Aron Kodesh, kishe la'atzmoy, is not a tikkun. It's only that when you do that ma'aseh, it facilitates something else. Whether that's step one, step two, if it's something else, or it's inherent, the tikkun in the thing itself, that's a svara of Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yosher. That's another opinion over here. When do we define a tikkun and a kilgul together as malacha deraisa, when as malacha derabanan? It depends whether it's one step removed or it's inherent in the thing itself. Ripping open an envelope is in and of itself a ma'aseh tikkun, because the envelope itself is only there for the letter. Shechting an animal itself, the animal is only there to service the person. If the person needs meat, then that's a ma'aseh tikkun. Smashing the lock on a Aron Kodesh is not, there's no tikkun from having the Aron Kodesh smashed, there's only a tikkun from having it open in order to take out the Sefer Torah. So that would be a mechalik according to that. So we've discussed some of the issues that come up. Every single thing over here has to be decided kishal atzmai. Again, breaking the roof doesn't come up that often, but if such a shadow comes up where it looks like a tikkun and a kilkul together, and there's a question of being matirit because it's only malach derabonon, I dare go, where it's only a shvus to shvus, b'machom mitzvah, b'machom tzarek, b'machom hefzeh, etc. One has to weigh each case, kifi v'shitas, and make a decision.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.